Welcome to the Epic Florida Podcast.
Whoa, it's not the Epic Florida Podcast anymore, mate. It's the Epic Florida Project.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Epic Florida Project. I am one of your wonderful hosts, Simon, and I'm joined by my good buddy, to my left, Mr. Phil G. How you doing, buddy?
Howdy doody!
Yeah, I've not swiped him in this time. I just thought I'd let him be in from the start because it's kind of my fault we're this late. But, right, so yeah, we did say we're going to start ramping things up. There's a lot to get through today with news-wise because we should have done one last week and I cocked up my schedule. But anyway, have you got a beverage? Because we might need... My mouth's going to get a bit dry doing this one.
I've got Coke Zero, but it's in the perfect thing, mate.
Have you guessed what I've got?
Oh, that's your fake Italian stuff again.
Yep.
There we go, people. Universal, these things are a godsend.
Well, I am keeping it on topic. I have got a...
There we go. A see-through hand.
Oh, that's actually quite trippy, that.
That's
cool. Anyway, that's for you YouTubers. If you're listening to this, please go over to YouTube, search Epic Shows on YouTube. This is a video podcast as well, guys. So there's a bit more than what you're listening to. So, and while you're there, jump onto Twitter and find us at TEF Project. Is it?
At TEF Project.
So that's the socials done. That's the introductions done. So let's get into it. There's a lot of news. Let's start off. So Universal, if you've been living under a rock, Velocicoaster has started technical rehearsals.
Heard it's right.
Yeah, so have I. but it started on the 7th of May. And if you don't know what technical rehearsals are, they are what Disney calls soft openings. So the ride is open, but it's not open. It can shut at any time. It can open at any time. It's just that it's not open from park opening to park close. It's just there so they can get some testing because the official opening date is June the 10th. So it sounds like they're ramping things up pretty well for it to me.
That sounds awesome. I mean, I've done a lot, mate. But disclosure, if we get there this year, people, I'm hoping Simon's over to be there September now. I've not looked at anything on it on purpose because it's such a amazing sounding ride. I just don't want anything spoiled.
Yeah, well, I'll hold my hands up. I've seen part of the queue and most of the audio I've heard, not the actual video for it. But there's spoilers in it, but I'm not bothered about spoilers. I just enjoy everything because I'm a techno freak when it comes to the technical side of it. But while the Velocicoaster is in technical rehearsals, we have had Mardi Gras as ended, which obviously there was a Mardi Gras. Was there a Mardi Gras tribute store? There was, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. So the Mardi Gras tribute store is now closed and there is something replacing it. And it is the Jurassic World tribute store. It's opening very soon.
I'm sorry, but I think they missed a tricky with that name.
Why? What?
It should have been called the Jurassic Churio.
Well, Segway City. That leads me on to a little one that I've actually not wrote down as a note, but I have seen it today. But Voodoo Donuts, a churro donut. So it's a cinnamon-based donut, but they're doing it to celebrate the Velocicoaster churro stand. Which, if you understand that joke, well done. If you don't, sing your hook.
It's definitely a annual pass holders joke, that is.
Yeah. But like I said, the Jurassic World tribute store is opening soon. We have no details yet. But when we have the details, we'll give them to you. On another note, with Mardi Gras ending, Summer Eats has started, which is your food trucks around the park. They're just giving you different tastes of different foods, different things from beef empanadas for $12.99. You can get different types of beef. You can get a cream of tomato soup. don't know why you want that in Florida in the middle of June, but...
But who pays $8.50 for a bloody Bud Light? Guys, well, pay a bit more money and get something decent.
Well, that's theme park prices, though, mate. Come on.
Yeah, but you might as well pay a little bit more and have a decent beer.
Yeah, you might as well have the Cigar City High Life for $8.50. But yeah, there's a Dogfish Squittish, whatever that is. It's a sour ale. There's loads of stuff. There's fruit cups, mac and cheese. The
I know why
melts.
You're not saying most of them, because I'm looking at the list now. And yeah, there's some really hard names to say here. Yeah.
But while I'm saying this, you're probably going to see these on the video anyway. There's going to be some food snaps from Orlando Informer. Credit will be in the show notes anyway. But yeah, some of the food is off. We're seeing some of the clips as we go through. The one that caught my eye was actually the smoky brisket melt.
Three cheese classic, smoky brisket or vegan.
Yeah, but the smoky brisket one was the one that I was looking at. I know that's the picture you'll be seeing right now. Timestamp it. But that's the one.
What's the Cuban sandwich? Do you have cigars?
Is it cigar? No. Well, actually, Cuban, it does. We do have an actual bit of an ingredient for the Cuban sandwich. It's roast pork, Sivilino ham, Swiss cheese, mustard, pickles on a Cuban bread. So, and for $14.99, that sounds pretty good.
And no white powder.
No. So while we're still in Universal, because we'll get to the next one, the one I'm going to mention that will join two parks together. City Walk, unfortunately, has now closed another food stand. It's the Bistro Sushi and Sake Bar, or Sake Bar, whatever you call it. I've never been there, never tried it. Didn't even know it was there, to be honest.
Because they wouldn't have shut it down otherwise.
Well, as far as I know, it was opposite Panda Express and is it Mango Joe's, whatever it's called. Well, it's up that end around the circle.
Oh, the yellow box and signing, I think it was. Yeah, it's upstairs with Panda Express, and that's, I saw it, but I never ate there.
Yeah, it's the one. If you order your food from it and look down, you can see the moving escalator and all that.
It's right across the other side. Yeah. I know what you mean.
It was a bit out of the way, so that's why I don't think anyone actually saw it very well. But here's another one. Universal Pictures are giving fans of Fast and Furious 8 weeks of free tickets. I don't care what this article said. I'm telling you, it's to celebrate the ride at Universal. It is the best ride at Universal. So they're celebrating by giving everyone free tickets. No, I'm only joking. It's actually just for the new chapter on the Fast and Furious franchise, which is out on the 25th of June in the US and the 8th/9th of July for the UK. So,
If you go and watch one of the movies, you'll see what the ride's actually based on, one of the very old movies, because...
No, number five. Not the very old ones. It's number 5 and 6.
It's still old. Well, but the fact, people, is if you go on the ride and you know half the people in the ride, you will do by watching that movie. Universal, why did you release a ride? The movie was about 3 movies old.
Well, it's Universal for you. But breaking news from Phil this morning. So I'll pass this one over to Phil because he's got a bit of a cheap plug to do as well.
Oh, yes. Endless Summers, people. Obviously, Surfside shut down about, what, I don't know, 5-6 months ago, I'm guessing. Obviously, because Dockside was open and they didn't have the people. So instead of having 2 hotels open, they shut down Surfside. Well, it looks like business is going to get up. And by the way, Simon, this is breaking news and people won't get this. 1-0 Newcastle.
All right. Cheers, dude.
Yeah. Anyway. Not expecting that, but... sorry about that, guys. I've got the football at the same time.
By the way, we are actually playing the champions at the moment, so
yes, one knows good. Who can't beat Man City? So bloody good, Ella. May the 27th, though, people. Back to business. May 27th, Surfside. 27th, I thought it was.
26th.
I'm sure it's the 27th. I've got the thing.
You shared it into your group, which there's a cheap plug back, guys. He's got a group called Endless, Appreciation for Endless Summer Resort.
It is the 26th. What is wrong with me? It's because of the football. Never leave football on with me. Right, the cheap plug for the group, as this has an absolute beep. Universal's Endless Summer Resort Help and Appreciation Group. Now, you'll know the group. If you're on right now, YouTube. You see that picture there?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's my group.
Yeah, there'll There'll be a link in the description below anyway.
Over 4,000 members, and loads of them are very helpful. I don't even need to keep an eye on the group and answer questions. So if you want to know anything, if you're thinking about staying there, by all means, join. And our members are usually very helpful.
Yes, they are. So this one is kind of related to both Universal and Disney. Universal are changing COVID-19 safety precautions.
How's it going, guys? Future Simon here, just giving you a quick update that has happened between the recording and me editing. SeaWorld, Busch Gardens and Universal and Disney have changed their mask policy. It's now compulsory to wear them on rides and attractions and in restaurants, but you don't have to wear them while you're outside. So things have changed during the night since us recording and me editing. Just letting you know that the information that we have said in this episode has changed. So I hope you're enjoying the show, and we'll see you all very soon.
Still, masks are still compulsory. You still have to wear the mask at the moment, but social distancing has been changed to 3 feet, and the temperature checks have gone.
Can we just say, just in case anybody from America is watching, that's 1 meter.
Yeah, yeah, 3 feet, 1 meter. Literally, it's your arm. So if you can touch the person in front, if you can touch the person in front of you, you're too close.
I hate to say it, I think it's pointless. I don't mean 1 meter. I don't mean going down to 1 meter is pointless. I mean the whole thing's now pointless, because when you're that close, you can pass it on. So is there any point of it? I think it's just for show to keep some people happy. But I don't think a lot of people can even take notice now. People were slowly not taking notice before. So unfortunately, I think it's going to be hard for the staff to keep control of this now.
Yeah. But like I said, they've changed all the social distancing markers to 3 feet rather than six. So obviously capacity will be going up eventually, I think. But as of right now, temperature checks are gone at Universal. But Disney are relaxing them from the 16th of May, I believe, which will be a day after this is released, or as you're listening to it, which means I think Walt Disney World are increasing capacity. Face masks are still required, and they're phasing out the temperature checks. So they're not all going to disappear straight away, like they have done with Universal, but they are going to slowly move them out. So looks like America is moving forward with the restrictions, where we're kind of in limbo at the moment. But
just quick, if any Americans yet again, we've got a different variant. I'm not going to say the name of the variant. Just check it up, because just in case we get a flag on here, it may slow us down. Not much on it right now.
Is it BC16127 or something stupid like that?
Plain and simple, it is meant to be faster than the Oxford, but they don't know how much faster, and they don't know if it's going to affect us more yet. Yeah. So we're in limbo, but touch wood, I'm hoping there's not really going to be much of a change, and we're still going to go ahead with our stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, so moving on to Disney, like I just said, the increase in capacity. This is where I think you can see they're going to be doing the capacity increase, because the Tomorrowland Transport Authority People Mover, or as normal people call it, the People Mover, are now loading all cars, not every other car, which used to be a car filled, then a gap, then another car. They're now filling every car up with guests. Still your party, though, no one else. You're not being mixed yet. But they've increased capacity on that, so that makes it to me like they're increasing capacity across the parks. Other news, good for me, crap for Phil. There is new lightsabers available at Galaxy's Edge, but they have been also price increased. Good person on another podcast, Rhino, went and got a Ray one, which was $139.99.
For a kid's toy?
No, it's one of the legacy lightsabers. It's proper metal. I know. But yeah, he's trying to wind me up. It don't bother me. But it's the legacy. It's a legacy one. But when what he was saying is he bought the Obi-Wan Kenobi one from episode one or something, and it was $129. Now that's $139.99.
This so isn't the same one we saw a quick clip of lately, was it? That really
added. No, that's got nothing to do with the legacy one. These are the ones they're going into. Sorry?
That's going into the hotel, isn't it?
Yes, they're going into the hotel, and they're the ones that, as you press it, it extends with the light. Where these ones, you still have to put the tube in. the plexiglass tube or pick your own kyber crystal and have whatever colour you want. But we're not getting into that because I'll be on a different tangent if we start going about Star Wars. But in better news for Disney, the college programme, Walt Disney World, is returning in June. So it looks like they're getting some of the college programmers back. Because I know they have done a mass recruitment drive of 10,000 people as well, didn't they, last month?
I'm sure I saw in a Facebook group as well, someone saying who's from Ireland, they're asking for applicants from the UK and Ireland again right now, but I'm not sure how that one's going to work at this moment.
No, I don't know how it's going to work. But if that's what it takes to get Epcot back to the way it should be, happy days, because I don't fancy going into the UK pavilion and having an American talk to me in an English accent, because that doesn't go very well.
I try anyway, mate.
I know.
Like Harry Potter and Universal, they gave that up very quickly.
Yeah, well, I think they should have kept that because that would have been a bit of a more thing. But anyway, that's the way things have gone. Over to the part that people don't like to talk about, SeaWorld. There is things happening in SeaWorld. Not much, but there is. They are doing a Viva la Musica in the next 2 weekends. It's an experience.
That was the worst Mexican Spanish version. Put some passion in that. Viva la Musica.
There you go. You do it. experience all the color and culture in a new way at this festival. It's family friendly. Latin celebration returns. Viva la Musica is included in with park admissions, which is free if you've already got a park ticket, and runs for 2 Saturdays and Sundays only from May the 15th to the 23rd. So this weekend and next weekend, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to after the 23rd, you've missed it. Sorry, your tough luck.
I wish I could have gone to that. That's not cool.
It says from the hottest Latin entertainment to the coolest attractions and animal adventures, these are 2 unforgettable weekends at SeaWorld. Don't let the sound, spice, and spirit of this special event pass you by. There will be a link to this in the show notes. A few pictures might have popped up as well while we're talking. Get yourself having a look over it. Over to another SeaWorld park. Well, SeaWorld company. It's not SeaWorld, but Busch Gardens. Not much, but they've got Sesame Street weekends. You've just missed Elmo's weekend, so I won't really mention too much about that. But the weekend after is Sesame Street weekends. Everyday Heroes weekend for the 22nd and 23rd. It's all for your kids, really. It's nothing.
Maybe because I don't have kids and I don't want Sesame Street. What's Heroes meant to do with Sesame Street?
I don't know, mate. I just saw it. I thought it's news. It's something different. It's outside the park.
That's cool.
Yeah. But the Elmo's had a big weekend on the 14th and on the 15th and 16th, which by the time you listen to this, if you are American, you might have just missed it. But you can still get down there for the Sunday. So jump down if you can. Over to a park that doesn't get talked about very much on a lot of podcasts. I know. But Legoland, Florida, has a new attraction. Lego Mythica 4D Experience. It's a movie coming to Legoland, Florida on May the 27th. The film would debut in the park's Funtown Theatre. I've actually been in that theatre and it is pretty good as a 4D theatre. So I've got quite high hopes for these four, because I found the Lego 4D ones pretty good. The one in Windsor was all right. The one in Legoland, Florida is actually pretty good. But obviously they're replacing it with this new new theme. So that's all I've got from the main parks. Have you got anything else?
Pretty much nothing. Yeah, again, we were hoping for some more Halloween Horror Night news. But I'm starting to wonder if they're going to just do a big bundle together, wait a few more weeks, and just put 2 or 3 things together.
It's watching football again, mate.
He's scored again.
So, look at the hurl on that. Great. Now you need to get onto YouTube and have a look at that. But,
one guy going bald and one guy growing his hair.
Yeah. Just give me 1 second.
Yes, so pretty much that's it. I'm all good. Simon's dying us, if you're wondering. Everyone is coughing to death.
Yes, I nearly died, so thank you. I didn't destroy your ears. In other news outside the main parks, there's not really much going on, but I did find coming this summer, there is a new, I think it is a restaurant, at Icon Park. It's a New York concept. It's bringing Brother Jimmy's to Icon Park. The all-new 7,200 square foot location. Guests will be able to watch their team score on all its big screens, as well as listen to country hits from a live band.
Sounds like another sports type.
Yeah. Guests will be able to sit on the patio and watch the world's tallest slingshot in action as well. So it looks like it's going over towards where the slingshot and drop tower is going, because that's the left-hand side of the wheel. So looks like they're building that part out. And one for you Florida residents, who are massive, well, I'm a massive space fan, as you probably can see if you look at the video. Kennedy Space Center. Florida residents can save big on the return of Kennedy Space Center complex. They can have a Florida 4-pack special offer or daily admission tickets available from May the 3rd to the 31st. I don't know what the Florida 4-pack is. I tried to find out more information about it. I think it's just a pack of four tickets. I don't know. It just didn't give me a chat. It'd
be four beers, is it?
Even though it might. Well, they're actually beers pretty good at Kennedy Space Center anyway. But yeah, get yourself over to Kennedy Space Center. It is my favorite place to go. I've only been there twice. And yes, dude, honestly, I love the place. I know you're looking at me as if to say what you're doing. Yeah.
No, my brother loved it and I hated it. But I do honestly think my problem was, we went the year WrestleMania was in Orlando. I stayed up until about 3 a.m. drinking, had to go the next day. It was quite a cloudy and rainy day, so I think I just had a bad mood on the day anyway. So I don't think I gave it a fair shot.
Yeah. Right, so there you go, guys. That is all the news I could find. I don't know if Phil's managed to find any more.
Oh, it's just a bit of sports news. Orlando City still undefeated. Unlike Inter Miami fans, sorry for watching. But it's not about money and who's the big name running the club. It's about a club that's run properly. And I believe Orlando City has just been sold as well.
Have they?
Billionaire. It's been owned by Brazilian for years. And I believe someone else has bought it, who owns a different sports franchise out there as well. So could be interesting times for Orlando City, because I've always said if they can get a bit more back in with an owner, wants to do a bit more sport and bring a bit more money into the club, they could climb that MLS table well.
Oh, very good. I'm just quickly looking at the NBL. NBL. Yeah, NBL. Tampa are not doing too well at the moment. They're currently fourth in the league, mid-table, across everything. So they did have a good win against New York. 1-1. Yeah, well. They did have a good win against New York last night, 9-1, I believe. So, good result against the New York Yankees. But sports just carried on as it normally does in America. We kind of phased that out of this podcast now instead of giving you massive updates on it.
Well, just quick little things like we've just done now is fine, but let's not overdo it.
If you want to find out about basketball, get yourself over to another show. It will be on. Is it going to be on YouTube, that one? Isn't it?
Rant Sports is going to be on YouTube.
So, Rant Sports, we've got an American on the next one talking about the NBA and other things.
MLS as well, because he's actually an Inter Miami fan. That's why I'm against them, because I'm Orlando and he's Inter Miami. So, he is from,
Fort Lauderdale.
Lauderdale, there you go. He lives there, so he's an Inter Miami fan. And he actually went to the game, I think, about a week ago, so.
Oh, nice.
That kind of bugs me because I can't get to football in England right now.
Well, next week you can, if you get a lucky lottery ticket, because I think that's the way that a lot of them are doing it. But yeah, that's really it from the news side of it. I've just got a quick one for you. I've just thought this one up. We know you mentioned you are doing something else on your own YouTube channel, Epic Film Reviews.
Yep, that's the stuff.
He's just done one on the Hulk roller coaster. Quickly, top of your head, top three roller coasters in Orlando for you.
What I've done?
Ones that you've done. You can't do ones that you haven't done. Ones that you've done.
God. Can't add Tampa then, because that's Busch Gardens. So I'm just
it's in the Orlando area. So
yeah, but I can't remember the name of the ride.
Oh, tell me which one it is, and I'll be able to probably tell you.
I think it's the roller coaster where you go backwards and forwards on, basically. You go backwards.
Tigress,
yeah, that's in there. Hulk's always going to be in there. It's a cult classic. And I'm going to say, what's that shark one at SeaWorld?
Mako.
Mako. That's just awesome. So yeah. I'm sorry, Disney, up your game.
Well, Disney roller coasters are not adult roller coasters, really, the kiddies ones. But my top three are Mako's definitely number one. It's Hulk is not even on my top five anymore, unfortunately.
He likes Fast and Furious. You can't trust him.
Well, no, I can tell you the story because I was going to mention this on your thing, but I didn't get a chance. Hulk, the first half is brilliant. The second half is boring. I actually felt like I was falling to sleep.
This is where people got wrong. The second half, when there's hardly any loops in that is a part to look around you.
Yeah, I was looking around. All I saw was concrete and cars. It was crap.
Oh, it's just people. He's told me Fast and Furious is good and it's a great ride to go on. So whose side are you going to take on this?
It is when you've got that inside
anyway,
you.
You're free.
So, Mako number one. Number two for me is Montu at Busch Gardens. 2-1. Yeah, well. So, Montu for me because it makes Julie ill. And when any roller coaster that makes Julie ill makes me happy. It means I can go on my own. And number three, see, this is a tough one because I've got it's between two, and I can't pick between Hagrid's or well, it is a good roller, it's a family roller coaster, it's either Hagrid's or
right.
Shikra at Busch Gardens.
Shikra.
I'm going to go for Shikra.
I think the only really really enjoy about Hagrid's is personally the queue. I think everything around it looks cheap and tacky. Sorry.
Well, the thing is with Hagrid's, it's the technology side of it that I enjoy. When it works, but you've got so many different elements in Hagrid's. That's what makes it a good roller coaster for me because of what it actually entails. But if we do this again in October, I think we'll probably have a different list.
I think the roller coaster is going to go number one straight away, what I've heard about it.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm not making the same mistake as Hagrid's. I watched stuff of Hagrid's before I went, and I think it just pretty much, you know, took away the magic for me. Tip people, if you've never been before, don't spoil it. Look at rides and that, because you're going to get out there and you know what you're doing. First time, take something in brand new. And take it for your own eyes. Then watch bloody videos afterwards. I don't get it. People watching videos of rides before they've ridden them. I just think they're taking away the fun and the surprise of what's going to happen next.
So this is the reason why I brought this one up is, do me a favour, guys. Drop your top three in the comments down below. Oh, and we'll read them out. Because I did put out a tweet this afternoon. If anyone wanted a shout out, no one replied. So...
In all fairness, it didn't come up on my phone.
Yeah, I think because we've not been paying much attention to the socials recently. So I'm going to start making a conscious effort to get more interactive with you guys. But if you could do us a favour and drop a like on this video, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the show if you're a first-time watcher or listener. Follow us on... Apple Podcasts, I think it's a following it now.
Well, at the bottom, if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, any of them things at the bottom. But if you want to leave your top three down below, anyone who leaves a top three, you'll get a personal heart from either myself or Phil. And you will get yours read out on the next show. So, bit of interaction. So with that, guys, I'm going to sign off for today. Anything, last words from the wisdom that is Phil?
People, don't get your hopes down just yet. We can still get back to Florida.
Yes, we can. So, see you very soon, guys.
See ya. Bye-bye.